Fox began a four-day, five-state bus tour Tuesday at the Tallahassee Regional Airport. He's working to highlight infrastructure projects that would benefit from Obama's transportation budget proposal. In Tallahassee, he pointed to a project to expand Capitol Circle Southwest from two lanes to six.
But of the $120 million needed for this project, right now it has $9 million. You need $120, you have $9. And without the rest of the money, the city won't be the economic hub it could be.
But many Republican lawmakers could balk at the source of funding. Obama's proposal raises about half of its funds from a tax on overseas corporate profits. Currently, companies are charged 35%, but only when they transfer their money into the U.S. So not surprisingly, many don't. Estimates put the total of overseas profits at just over $2 trillion. Obama wants to impose a 14% transitional tax on this pool due immediately. He would up the rate to 19% thereafter. For the tax-wary GOP, the proposal might look like a new tax, but Fox is optimistic, saying tax reform is one of the places Republicans have signaled they'd be willing to work together.
And the president and Secretary Liu have put on the table a comprehensive approach, and we think it's in the same zip code as that many Republicans are talking about.
The other half of the measure's funding comes from the federal gas tax. Jacksonville Democratic Congresswoman Corrine Brown says with gas prices so low, there's likely room to raise those rates.
So many of our stakeholders, and I'm talking about chamber, different groups, have come to us and say, raise the gas tax. Tax us, but make sure the money goes into the programs.
Brown serves on the House Transportation Committee, and she describes it as the most bipartisan committee in Washington. But despite agreement across the political spectrum that the time is right for infrastructure spending and suggestions from Republicans that they're interested in corporate tax reform, the president's proposal remains a heavy lift. Congress has passed short-term appropriations for highway funding 32 times in the past 6 years. And Secretary Fox says that's indication it's time for a long-term solution. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.